What's up, man? All right, guys. Today's video is titled, You Are Being Groomed by Manosphere Grifters to Be Both. To be weak and pathetic, and also at the same time to end up marrying prostitutes. All right, guys. So, as I mentioned before, YouTube looks like to be a hub for CIA fuckery. I mean, like I mentioned in one of my previous videos, that the CIA are the ones who actually brought drugs, cocaine, LSD, the whole hippie movement. And the point of drugs was to do two things. Number one, to fry your brain. And number two, to keep you, you know, in a state of just being useless, quite frankly. Unfortunately, not everybody is gonna get on drugs, you know, unfortunately for the CIA. However, everybody is watching YouTube. Now, one of the things you guys need to understand, man, is that all these social media companies, man, they're not private. They might be privately owned. Trust and believe, CIA, FBI has backdoor access to them, is using them. In fact, those are things that might have been actually came out of the CIA. You never know, guys, okay? You never really know the truth. However, we have to look with our eyes, like religion says, eyes to see, ears to hear, and a mouth to talk with. Okay, so going back to the topic of the video, that you guys are being groomed by the Manosphere top content creators to be weak and pathetic and marry prostitutes. I know you guys are looking, saying, oh, Amr, your light bulbs are out. I think it's like some sort of electrical issue going on with the car. It's kind of weird a little bit. You know, the door, the stuff here for the door, for the seat to go back stopped working. And sometimes when I try to enter the car with the alarm, sometimes the remote key unlock doesn't work. I mean, I think I have to take it over to the mechanic again and look over the electrical system. It's an old car, but nevertheless, I got my money's worth out of it, guys. I made like $15,000, actually, after IRS tax deductions for the mileage. I made about $7,000 off of this car. It cost me like $4,000 to buy it. About another $2,000 to, you know, keep it functioning. So I think I got my money's worth out of this car. Anyways, going back to the topic of the video, this is not a car video. So what's happening, guys, is that Hamza, you know, the Indian curry sales scammer, he's making all these videos now about mental health and how you young guys out there need to worry about your mental health and stuff like that. Guys, this whole mental health thing is fucking bull fucking shit. I'm gonna tell you exactly what's going on. The Jews are pointing a finger in your face, telling you you're dumb, you're stupid, you're weak, you're ugly, you're pathetic. They're dumbing you down. It's called learned helplessness. That's exactly what the Jews are doing. They're telling you, hey man, you're worthless on your own. The only way you can be of any value or any good is if you listen to us. Now, believe it or not, guys, that shit doesn't work on me. Why? Because I'm 6'3", 250 pounds. I was always big for my age. So when some, and not to mention, I'm high IQ, unlike Coach Bitchpill. So when somebody comes up to me and says, yo, Amr, you're dumb, you're stupid, you're weak, you're ugly, you're pathetic, that's the equivalent of a penguin going up to a great white shark and saying, yo, man, you're totally and utterly useless unless you take my help. Of course, the great white shark would be like, what'd she say, bitch? So That type of stuff does not affect me. Unfortunately, a lot of young guys who have been beaten by the system, they get affected by that. They actually believe that they are worthless. They actually believe that the only way for them to be any good is if they let the system help them out. Guys, what the system does is that it creates a problem and then it offers you a solution. This is why Hamza is being pushed all over the internet. It's because he's telling young guys out there, you're mentally unwell, okay? The second thing is, you got all these manosphere grifters like Fresh and Fit telling you you have to marry a prostitute. I mean, think about it, guys, okay? Fresh and Fit, all they showcase is hoochie mamas, right? And then you have the Muslim channels that are the halal version of Fresh and Fit, where they have hijabis on their channels. So what these guys are telling you is that the only woman out there that you have to choose from are hoochie mamas, feminist, and just degenerate women, single moms with a high body count. That's all you have out there. Well, there is another option. It's called MGTOW. It's called going your own damn way. You don't have to be part of the system, okay? But again, sadly and unfortunately, a lot of young guys out there, man, because they've been so beaten by the system, not to mention they have a weak, pathetic father to begin with, or worse, they were raised by a single mother, that these guys genuinely believe that they are defective. And again, you know, God knows for how many decades we've been telling young males, you know, you're a rapist, you're a murderer, you're a scumbag. And now we're saying, oh my God, young men need help, and we're here to help you. Guys, I am telling you guys right now, watching this video, that the government, again, like Terrence Pop says, the worst thing you want to hear is, we're the government and we are here to help you. So this is going to be kind of a quick video, unlike my long ass videos as we normally do, is that I'm telling you guys, this is more of a warning, especially you young guys out there. You know, some young guys out there, by the grace of God, are actually finding my social media out there. And for you young guys out there who have been beaten by the system, I am telling you guys, you're not mentally unwell. You don't have to be with a single mom, a hoochie mama, a hijabi. You don't have to follow what the system is telling you. Furthermore, special shout out to Hammerhand for making a video exposing Andrew Tate. You know, Andrew Tate, he did a video saying, hey man, if you had a choice between a hot, super hot tranny and an ugly ass biological woman, take the tranny. Now, Hammerhand did a video about that. It was actually one of his live streams. If you guys want to look it up, I think the name of the title of the live stream. You know what? I'm actually going to boost it, God willing, when I get a chance on MGTOW TV today. I'm going to boost Hammerhand's video. It's a live stream, and I think the name of it is, these are the manosphere grifters who are pushing trannies on you, okay? Go watch that video. There's a lot of guys out there nowadays who are telling you it's okay to be a tranny. It's okay to get with a tranny. I've said it before and I'm gonna say it again. You don't get to be Andrew Tate. You don't get to be Hamza. You don't get to be a Fresh and Fit unless the Jews decide to bless you, okay guys? Because if the Jews are not cool with you, you end up like my channel. You end up deleted, and then when you try again, they make you so censored and throttled that, you know, you might as well not exist to begin with. So this is the point that I'm trying to get across to everybody here watching this video, is that right now, guys, there was a big war on men, and now they're gonna act like they're there for you. they did the same thing with Islam. You know, you guys had like almost two decades of bashing in Islam, and now all of a sudden Islam is the flavor of the month. You know, in Hollywood, when they say flavor of the month, that means this is the new it thing that everybody's gonna be like, ooh, ah, how awesome sauce you are. So just like the Jews battered the Muslims, and now all of a sudden, you know, Andrew Tate, fucking what's his name, Sneeko are Muslims and Islam is awesome. Now, Islam as a religion is amazing, I can tell you that. Unfortunately, the people, not so much. And special shout out to Duke the Don. I actually boosted his live stream a couple of days ago. The title of the live stream was Islam is the last big grift, and he's 100% right. You know, Sneeko now claims to be a Muslim, yet this guy a couple of months ago was making fun of Muslims, and now he's supposedly a proud Muslim. And of course you have Andrew Tate saying that saying you should get with a tranny. If the tranny is super hot, just get with a tranny. You don't do that, period. You know, in Islam, a man, if a man sleeps with a man, like sleeping with a woman, that's execution. That's a punishment in Judaism. It's the same punishment in Islam. Obviously, it's the same punishment in Christianity. So, I'm just letting you guys know that now we're gonna be going through a phase where all of a sudden the Jews are, oh man, we're here for you, man, we wanna help you, you have been so battered, here, we're the government, let us help you. I'm letting you guys out there understand, you know, you old guys out there, you guys out there who are MGTOW, I want you to understand that the Jews are now providing the solution for the problem that they created. For you young guys out there who, by the grace of God, you're finding my stuff, I'm just letting you know, again, you don't have to be with a hoochie mama, you don't have to be with a hijab, you don't have to be with a single mom, and most importantly, don't get with a tranny. The bottom line here, guys, is that MGTOW is the one and only solution anybody can have. Go your own way. And again, going your own way doesn't necessarily mean no woman. You just have to get out of this very, very toxic society that we live in. Western civilization, guys, is coming to an end. I'm going to make another video about that. But the whole idea of BRICS, which is Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, now apparently Iran, Saudi Arabia are joining. This is one way where the New World Order is going to move under these communist-friendly nations, these tyrannical nations. Don't let it fool you guys. They're all in on it. Putin is in on it, the Ayatollah is in on it, Hamas is in on it, the Saudis are in on it. I'll be making a video about that very soon, guys, maybe on the way back. I'm doing a delivery right now. It's a 10-mile delivery, which gives me like 15 minutes, which is a good time to make one of these short videos. Maybe on the way back, God willing, I'll make a video for you guys on the New World Order and how it's actually part of the Jewish plan all along. But bottom line, guys, out there, you gotta go MGTOW. Don't believe these people who are all of a sudden saying, oh man, we are here to help you. They're going to groom you to take medicine. They're gonna groom you to see shrinks. They're gonna groom you to go back into the system on their terms, yet by making it seem like you're doing it on your own, and this is for your best, and this is for your own good. You know, remember Scamarona, guys? Before I end this video, guys, I remember I was at a McDonald's during Scamarona picking up an order in California, and I remember, man, in McDonald's, you can enter in one door but exit out another door. And this poor guy, you know, and the thing is, this McDonald's, you know, both, you know, the entry door and the exit door, you know, the entrance and the exit, they're on total opposite sides of the, what you may call it, of the parking lot. So here was this guy. I mean, it was only me and him and the crew in there. And this guy just picked up his order. He's, you know, walking outside. He's walking toward the entry door. And the lady inside McDonald's, she was like, "Sir, please exit from that door over there. It's for your own good." Come on, man. There's only two people in the whole damn store. Everybody's wearing a fucking mask. You have a entry door and an exit door, and you're telling us that this man has to exit out the exit door, and now he has to like go like a quarter mile around the parking lot to get to his car. But this just goes to show you guys, when the government says we are here to help you, they're just gonna take advantage of you more and more and more. Like I said, guys, if you go yim were to actually commit suicide, that would be the best. Again, Jews are like scam artists, you know. A scammer, you know, he's not gonna come up to you and say, "Yo, man, I'm gonna scam you." They have to do this elaborate trick, you know, pony and trick show, where they're like, "Ooh, ah," you know, because obviously, you know, they're not gonna say, "I'm scamming you." But if you say to the scammer, "Yo, man, I know you're a scammer. Here's all my money. Leave me alone." The scammer is gonna be like, "Thank you. You just made my life a hell of a lot easier." If you go yim or to commit suicide, you'd make the lives of Jews hella easier. So, in short of you guys deciding to commit suicide, the Jews are gonna make sure you become so misguided, so downtrodden, that you will end up committing suicide. And believe it or not, guys, Islam says the time will come when young men will look at the occupant of a grave and say to that person in the grave, "Wish I was in that grave instead of you." So if you think things are bad now for men, they're still gonna get a lot worse. Your only solution, guys, is you gotta go MGTOW. All right, guys, I'll be talking to you in another video. Peace.